how to make a project based on the latest language models available locally, such as DeepSeek -R1, Llama, Qwen, Gemma, and Mistral. How does Ollama's uniform interface based on HTTP requests work? Here I will try to demonstrate this. We will learn how to send chat requests containing both text and images. The method discussed will allow you to run simple chatbot/assistants from virtually any device capable of making HTTP requests. So even from a Raspberry or from boards with ESP8266, ESP32. As an introduction, let me remind you of related topics in the series. I have already been running the language model API from OpenAI on the ESP8266, ESP and ChatGPT, how to use OpenAI API on ESP8266, GPT-3.5, Platform IO. I have also already presented a way to run language models on your own machine based on the aforementioned Ollama web UI, ChatGPT locally, AI LLM assistants to run on your computer, download and install. I have also shown DeepSeek derived models based on this, running a miniaturized DeepSeek R1 on consumer hardware, Ollama web UI. Now it's time for an intermediate topic. Here I will show how to use the Ollama API, quite analogous to the API from OpenAI. Only here the server will also be our machine. Initial requirements. In the theme, I assume we already have the web UI set up, along with some sample models downloaded. This can be done according to my old tutorial. As a check that everything is working, we fire up our web UI in Docker and ask it a question. We make sure that everything works. Only then can we move on. Basics of the API. First, we need to know the port on which Ollama is set up. This is not the same port that WebUI is on. It is easy to find it in Docker. Then, as a test, you can look in your browser at the address listing the available models. We should receive the list in JSON format. This confirms that the API is working and allows us to move on to the next step. Listing models in practice. So let's make a simple chat imitation application for a test. I decided to make it in C#. Based on WinForms or Windows. I wrote in Visual Studio 2017, but of course you can pick up a newer version. We start by inserting the available models into the combo box dropdown list. We retrieve the models from the aforementioned API via HTTP web request, which returns JSON for us to parse via Newtonsoft JSON. We install this library beforehand. And now the code, all in one file, without a visual editor. Subsequently, the web request HTTP web request fetched data. We read it into the stream reader stream and then create a JSON object from it using JObject parse. There we iterate through the array of models. It works. Simple query and response streaming. We already have the models available. Now it is time to put them to use. An endpoint is used to simply complete the text. We send a post request with the data in the format. There is also an optional stream argument. This specifies whether the response is streamed. We rather care about this. Then there is a better effect, and you can see in real time what is happening. This way we get a stream of JSON files in the response, word by word. This is the same effect as in ChatGPT. We have to add the received words to the displayed window ourselves. The done field specifies whether the given JSON is the last fragment of the response. Updated code, I added a text box, button, etc. Now StreamReader reads line by line, and we convert these lines into separate JSONs. Example result, household mini chat, basis. The chat allows you to send a conversation history split between the user and the assistant. An endpoint is used to create the chat. A post request with data in JSON format needs to be sent there. At the very least, we need model selection, model field, conversation history, user messages, and AI. An example of the JSON sent. In response, we will receive a JSON stream of this format. The last JSON received will be different. I've added a text box, button, etc. to the code here, but that's the least important. Updated code. The M.